Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, another start of a week, a Monday into a Tuesday, Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way as well as we talk the world of sports. And as we always say, a lot to get to. We'll clean up the weekend. We'll look forward to the week that will be. I don't know where to start other than, does it get any better than Game 7 in the NHL? You got to start there, right? 8 East tonight, Edmonton, Vancouver. The winner will be in the Western Conference Finals opposite of the Dallas Stars. And while for the longest time I was holding on hopes we'd see a double dip of Boston Bruins and Celtics, NHL and NBA, it's Dallas that has the double dip. And we shall keep an eye on Big D. Going to be very interesting. Caitlin Clark, round four tonight, rematch Connecticut Sun, this one in Indianapolis. ESPN piece, some other notes. We got a chance to see her Saturday in Brooklyn. She's struggling. I mean, there's no other way to go around this. Look at square in the eye. She's struggling. Quicker, faster, stronger. She's beaten up. Her body clock is all messed up. It's not like I'm making excuses for her, because every single player that's gone through the transformation from college to pro had to start immediately after their college season ended. It's simple as that. So you can't, you know, you have to add that to the equation. But the minute I do that, I feel like I'm making excuses for her. So we'll see. Do I think she's got a breakout game coming? I hope so. I do. But I tell you, I have new respect, New York Liberty. Let me tell you something, Stewart, she can flat out play basketball. She defends, she rebounds, unselfish, extremely well coached. You know, the Indiana Fever coach is already hearing about it. So, Caitlin Clark's going to get a reputation for being a coach killer here before too long. But, yeah, Scottie Scheffler, the golfer, he was to be arraigned tomorrow in Louisville. That's been pushed off until June 3rd. So, get through Memorial Day. That to me, prosecutors and I think his camp probably going to work on some kind of admission, apology, and they're going to dismiss this at the arraignment, would be my guess. That's the only real logical reason to postpone it. So there's obviously lawyers, emails going back and forth and stuff like that, right? So we'll get it started here. Dom's in tow as well. We look forward to it. I'm Marty Terrell. We're presented by American Premium Vodka, APV.com. Enjoy responsibly. We're coming right back.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Talking the world of sports here on a Monday into a Tuesday overnight here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way. We'll bring Dom in towards the bottom of the hour. We'll sweep the bottom of the hour, go inside Caitlin Clark. The piece written on ESPN. I'm watching... Holly Rowe right now. I mean, she's the official, I guess, beat reporter, WNBA. 36 out of the 40 Indiana Fever games will be televised nationally this year, including this past Saturday in Brooklyn, ABC, with Ryan Rucco and, Rebecca Lobo were courtside for that game. Listen, I'll save it for the bottom of the hour. ESPN's running the risk here. They really are. I mean, if you're telling me right now that Indiana starts 2-12, whether those numbers, Caitlin or no Caitlin, if that's going to warrant national television coverage, I don't know. I don't know. Listen, Caitlin's got a high degree of magnetism, but your team matters. I mean, the game has to be relatively Well, no, not even relative. It's got to be competitive. I mean, they were beaten 102-66. They got smoked in Connecticut, 91-80 on Saturday, and it wasn't that close. That was a 22-24-point game. And then, during garbage time, they picked up a few buckets, and it gave it a little bit of semblance of respectability. But it was not a very good performance, not by any stretch. Clark's 24 points, deceiving. Just deceiving. She's struggling, and she's being defended like she's never been defended before. But more on that later on. Let's switch over. We'll go through it. I love tonight, Edmonton-Vancouver. This ought to be it's got overtime written all over it. This is out of all the series. I mean, Colorado, you looked at them and you said, they can put the puck in the net. These two teams, Vancouver plays, I heard it described, the Vancouver Canucks play heavy. They're like wearing a heavy overcoat. They defend you. They forecheck like crazy. I don't have the official stats in terms of weight size, but they come across as the quote unquote heavy. They're heavy and they're not afraid to, push the envelope here a little bit. So, maybe Vancouver with a little bit of an edge tonight. I mean, I don't know if I'll go that far as to say, hey, I guarantee it, but, I don't even know if I'm rooting for? Every NHL playoff game, as far as I'm concerned, this time of year can go to overtime because when it does, it guarantees you're on the edge of your seat. You just are. I mean, if you have a pulse and you can fog up a mirror you're getting into this. Vancouver's got the home ice. That fandom, we saw that in Boston. What was it, 2011? I mean, never seen anything like it. I mean, although then this year, Winnipeg, same deal. Toronto, any of these. And I was checking out of the hotel in New York this morning, and I engaged a couple from Alberta. And they're rooting like crazy for Edmonton, and they were just talking how, you know, it's great to have Edmonton with Connor McDavid, and it's just, you know, everybody's excited about it, and it's great to have it back. Look, they had it as good as it gets, right, during the Gretzky years, right? Grant Fuhr, who am I missing from that dynasty? I mean, they were tremendous. That triple overtime game against Boston, what was that, 89 or 90? Tremendous. So we shall see. How this all shakes out tonight. But that's kind of as we go through the overnight. Jeff and Jen, I'm sure we'll get updates on that. And obviously you're going to have one eye on Caitlin Clark early, and then we'll get the puck going. And then NBA, we're down to the final four. And we will jump into that here right at the get-go. But tonight, front and center puck, I'll say 3-2 Vancouver, just to have a little bit of an opinion and something to make it a little interesting. Should be good. All right. You got to start with Minnesota. You have to start with the T-Wolves. I mean, 53-38 down at the half. They just looked like they had hit a wall. You know what? They had a nice run. They're down 15. I put it at about a 10% chance they would come back. Now, listen, the tried and true axiom when it comes to NBA basketball, especially since the three-point rule rolled over and Chris Ford of the Boston Celtics hit the first one. And back then, the Celtics would shoot 11 threes in a game. And now they shoot 11 threes in the first 5 minutes of a game. I mean, it's totally a different animal. But the point being, a 15-point lead in the NBA can evaporate, you know, technically in five possessions or less, because you could have a 4-point play, for crying out loud. We've seen enough of that. It is just a 15-point lead. It's no big deal. But if you contextualize that 15-point deficit at halftime, they were toast. And then all of a sudden, the third quarter comes around. How does Denver go from, you know, a minimum of 25, 26 points in a quarter? They hang up 14, and they looked horrific doing it. Now, listen, you heard Malone, the coach, very on edge, shouting down reporters, asinine question. Hey, look, those questions are always tough. Because you're talking to a coach who's raw, he's live, he just got beat. Yes, they're defending champions. Yes, he could choose his words a little more carefully and be a little more graceful. But listen, they're competitive. These are high-strung people, athletes, coaches, staff, you name it. Everybody's on edge. And the media, you know, everybody's got deadline pressure. You got to get your questions answered, so on and so forth. But that third quarter, the second half, really, I'll listen to anybody for about 30 seconds about the refs. I mean, Joker got hit three or four times. I mean, he just did. Where is the whistle? And Edwards one time just absolutely, he picked them clean one time, but I think it was the one right after that or maybe right before it. I don't remember, but he mugged them and there's no call. And Joker, you know, he's going back in transition and, you know, hey, where's the whistle? But, you know, again, we can say it every game. There's calls that are going to go your way and not go your way, okay? So, hey, listen, Minnesota has scripted a nice story here. Edwards has had his coming out. You know, they start the series with a coach who's not even on the bench, and I don't even know if Finch was, you know, still. I mean, he had the knee, ruptured kneecap. I mean, just the tendons on the patella ruptured. I mean, a mess. So disjointed, a coaching assistant involved, you know, just very unorthodox. And that did have a little bit of an effect, but not in the beginning, because what they do, they open to Denver and they won two straight there. And then they come home to the Target Center. And then the series goes 2-2. Then it goes 3-2 Denver. Then it goes 3-3 Minnesota. Ultimately, Denver lost three games in their home court. If you want to just boil it and whittle it down to that sheer statistic, you're the defending champions, you're in the conference semi, and you lose three games on your home court. you have no excuse. You can gripe about the officiating. You can talk about how you might have hit a wall. You lost three games in your building. And look around. It's like it's in the water. We saw it in the NHL. Dallas couldn't win at home. They were getting smoked by Vegas. We've seen Vancouver, Edmonton, Colorado, Rangers, Bruins in that Florida series. It's been weird. It's like, where's the home court advantage? Where's the home ice advantage? And then, you know, yesterday, Exhibit A. Now, listen, you ready-made excuses. The Knicks limped into the postseason. But Indiana, you could see this coming a mile away yesterday. You really could. And being right there in New York, being in the pulse of the city, all the Ranger fans were saying the same thing. Ranger fans. All the Knicks fans were saying the same thing. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. And yet, they were feeling a lot better after that Friday night pummeling that they administered against the Pacers at Gainsbridge in Indianapolis. So, listen, the home court, it's been out the window. I think now that we get to the finals, we get to the conference finals and ultimately the NBA and NHL finals, I got to think that home ice has got to emerge here. If for no other reason, the law of averages, home teams have to find a way. I mean, what does it mean? It means that they're blocking out the crowd noise, that, you know, if you score a goal on the road, especially if it's, you know, early in a contest and all of a sudden, you know, you get a little mojo, you take the crowd right out of it. And then all of a sudden here, you got a trend, and it's happened both in the NBA and NHL. It's very, very interesting to watch. All right, we'll come back. We'll catch up on the Caitlin Chronicles. We have to do it, and we will do it enthusiastically here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Artie Terrell here on Sports Byline. When you're sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. How you say heat your body?
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Talking the world of sports here as we roll along here a Monday into a Tuesday. Jeff and Jen will be in during the overnight as well. It's always good to hear them too, live from Phoenix. Yeah, so a quick hit. My buddy Brock Hines weighing in. He's talking about the home ice and the home courts. Lots of distractions at home. I don't know why. There's just is. And then the pressure. I think the home fans bring it on. Used to be they're on your side. It just seems sometimes they're against you now. That's true. The home crowd sometimes. The Bruin fans were all, shoot the puck. Shoot the puck. On and on and on. Interesting. Yeah, so the home ice, the home court. Dom, you got a theory here real quick? I want to get into the men, and then we'll get some Caitlin little takes here. She's going to be back on national TV tonight in Indianapolis. We look forward to that. Your thought about home court and home ice been virtually non-existent. It's crazy. Got a theory? Got a thought? Let's hear.
I think it's just one of those ones where it's not the same impact. I don't know about hockey arenas as well as I do basketball and baseball and whatnot, but I did see the stat where the game 7 at home, the teams are losing. I would want to look into how much of that was, air quote, momentum, where, yeah, you know, the Timberwolves, they won game 6, so they forced that game 7, and there was a little bit of momentum back in Minnesota's way. Denver had already lost the first 2 games at home, so I would have to look deeper into it to see if it's a momentum thing or if it's just teams are getting better and the impact of road venues is not what it once was.
Yeah, I think there's some of it. I listened to a couple of Bruins players weigh in on it. They said, look, we're more relaxed on the road. We're not being hounded by family and friends for tickets. It's easier to relax. In fact, Montgomery, I think it was in the series against Toronto before that 7th game, he put them up in a hotel in Boston. He got them out of their home, respective homes and condos and away from family. They unified as a team inside one of the Boston hotels. Spent some time in a conference room, had some poker, had some fun in games. I heard Tkachuk talking about Florida and how they relax and bond on the road. So I think you're right. I think it's maybe a changing dynamic. It's something to look forward to, but we shall see tonight with Vancouver and Edmonton. All right. One more thing. So you like Dallas. I think quietly you will admit Boston might be the best team, but the best team doesn't always win the title. I'm telling you right now, Dom, if Kyrie Irving and the Dallas Mavericks beat the Boston Celtics, the Boston fans, they will be told to hide all the sharp objects in their domiciles because he is a absolute loathe figure, and they will have a very tough time swallowing Kyrie Irving and the Dallas Mavericks taking them out, denying them an 18th championship banner. And you said you forgot. You forgot that Kyrie played in Boston, didn't you?
I totally did. And I had to think about him like, oh, yeah, when he won it out of Cleveland, he got sent to Boston. Yep. I forgot about it. I remembered that he had the stint with the Nets. Did not remember the very brief stint with the Celtics. It's like, hey, do you remember Gordon Hayward with the Celtics? It's like, wait, what? You kind of just forget that ever happened. I think if the Mavericks and the Celtics meet in the finals and the Mavericks win at Boston, man, Kyrie's going to get hit with something. It shouldn't. He shouldn't. I'm not saying he should. I'm not advocating for it. But if that happened, I would not be surprised at all.
Yeah, and that would be a horrible look for Boston, but we've seen it before, and we saw it with the Bruins when they got that interference call that wasn't called on a goal that won. The Bruins could have been up 3-2 in the series. You know what, though? Throwing stuff on the ice, throwing bottles, throwing glass, stuff like that, there's no place for that. I don't care how bad the guy was in Boston. Guess what? There's no place for that. All right, let's get to it. Clark, I want to hear your theory. You know, I sounded again at the beginning probably like I'm making excuses for it, because every player who plays college basketball and gets drafted, then they start literally a month after their college season ends. They're right back in the fray playing professional basketball, quicker, faster, stronger. All the adjectives apply. I want to get your take. And she's on national television 36 times this year. And if Indiana's 2-12 or 3-15, those TV numbers are going to be really, really, really low. There's only so much that people are going to watch, especially during the summer months vacations, if she's not on a winning team. So give me your thoughts. Let's hear.
In addition to all the things that I've been highlighting over the last couple of weeks that you just kind of summed up there, the players are faster, quicker, smarter, significantly better. On top of that, she was drafted by literally the worst team in the WNBA last year. That's not me trying to disparage the players, Kelsey Mitchell, Aaliyah Boston. I'm not trying to do that, but I'm pointing out statistically they had the worst record last season. They still won the draft lottery, so they didn't get Detroit Pistoned out of the first spot. It's going to take some time, but I think you bring up a great point. If Caitlin Clark is scoring, I think she's averaging like 17 a game right now. If she scores 17, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, that's kind of around where her stat line's
Nobody's
at right
watching.
Now. But she's shooting 40%. And is playing the role of Luka Doncic on the court, where she complains about every single call. You're right. People are not going to want to watch her. I'll tell you this. Even if she does what she was doing at Iowa, right now there are already people who are going to actively refuse to watch her, because all they hear in the media cycle is Caitlin Clark. It's what we've seen with LeBron over the years, where there's just so much LeBron this, LeBron that. Hey, did you hear LeBron James? LeBron James did this. And people tune it out and they resent
old.
A player because of
I
the
agree.
Media coverage. And I think to an extent there is going to be a subsection of basketball fans, sports fans, who resent and loathe and just genuinely hate Caitlin Clark because of the media cycle is constantly bringing up her name.
Yeah, I agree, Dom. I call it the pigeon effect. After a while, you know, you can walk through the Central Park and you can bump into a few pigeons and they don't fly away because they're city toughened pigeons. But after a while, there's enough pigeons and they're just dirty birds and you get sick of them and you avoid them. And it's a pigeon effect. And it's a weird analogy, but it's where I go with it. And I'm not saying she's a pigeon, but what I'm saying is this glowing, flowing swan of an athlete. And the kids go crazy. I mean, I put a picture on my blog at mouthofthemidwest.com. The lines going into the New York Liberty fan store, were mind-boggling. And the guy even said, if you're looking for Caitlin Clark material, we are sold out. And I thought it was a classy move, because these little kids, a lot of them in Iowa jerseys, a lot of them in Indiana Fever caps and stuff, they were looking for her stuff, and it just wasn't available. They had enough for game day or the game leading up to it, but afterwards it was gone. And she is sheer money right now. The fact of the matter is, Dom, I think, like, you nailed it right out of the get-go, and I didn't really play the tape forward and didn't have the point of reference, but this is a huge transition. But every single player has had to make it, and Sue Bird talked about it Saturday. She said, we saw this coming. We're not singling her out. We all went through it. Sue Bird said, I went through it. You hit a wall. You're burned out. You're tired. The tournament, the season, the travel, it wears you down. Now, again, they're chartering planes right now. They're not going coach. They're not going commercial. They're not standing in line. You know, they got a traveling secretary. It's a whole upgrade, and you can call it, the Caitlin Clark effect if you want. But the fact of the matter is, it's a different league. It's a whole different ball of wax. My question for you is, does this ultimately – does that Indiana team gel? Do they come together and improve, or do they just kind of have to go through probably a year or two like any other professional franchise? When you rebuild, there's going to be some growing pains. Is it as simple as that, or do you have a theory? Let's hear.
No, I think it's going to take some time from a talent perspective, from, again, Caitlin Clark, Aaliyah Boston was the rookie of the year. Caitlin Clark, the heavy favorite to win rookie of the year. Very talented players on that Indiana Fever team. But you have a brand new head coach. You have essentially a brand new point guard, or at least somebody who's going to have the ball in their hand a good chunk of the time with Caitlin Clark. You have to adapt. And, you know, you pointed out an ESPN article that I've been reading during the breaks here, and it's a great point.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it, where she went from super long season, less than a month later she was drafted, less than a month after that she's playing. She's living out of a hotel still. So there's definitely, it's definitely an adjustment period, but not just getting used to new teammates and new teammates getting used to her. It's a transitional, like you just mentioned. She doesn't have a regular place to live right now. A hotel, sure, there's some consistency there, but she doesn't have a home, I should say. So I think the Fever may not be the worst team in the league this year, but I would not expect them to be making the playoffs or winning a championship for a little bit.
Yeah, and don't forget, WNBA will take an Olympic break. It's an Olympic year. Obviously, she's going to be on that squad. They're not going to squander that marketing opportunity, but that's another factor to throw into the soup here and mix it all in, because it's going to be another distraction. International travel, God only knows with the political climate what could happen over there, all sorts of stuff, security, the travel, living in the Olympic Village, and then you come back stateside and you got to resume the second half of the season. But listen, they're professional athletes, they're well compensated, so you know they signed up for it. Nobody's holding a gun to their head. All right, we're coming back here. Lots to get to. Jerry Eisenberg, interesting new book out about Larry Doby. We'll talk to Jerry coming up.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, welcome back here to Sports Overnight America. In fact, I was in Newark, New Jersey this very day, flying home from New York and getting ready to conduct the interview with Jerry Eisenberg, legendary sports writer, New York Star Ledger. He's got a new book out, Larry Doby in Black and White, the story of a baseball pioneer. And first of all, Jerry, I've talked to you before. It's been a while, but thank you so much for coming on the program. How are you out there? I believe you're in Nevada, Henderson, Nevada. How are you, Jerry?
I'm 93, and I'm upright, and I'm talking to you. What could be wrong?
Hey, you haven't lost your sense of humor, Jerry. I love it. Hey, this book, congratulations, seriously. You know, we know about Jackie Robinson. We'd like to think sports people know about Larry Doby, but I don't think we really gave him his justice. And I love the fact that you had four reasons for writing this book. I don't expect you to go into all four, but mission accomplished. Now, what was the thing that put you over the top that you said, you know what, at my age, I am going to dive into this and I'm going to write the book?
Oh,
what,
my
what
age.
Was, what kind of put you over the top on this?
This is my 15th book, and I'm still writing for the newspaper. But age doesn't bother me because I wrote my first novel at 88. And so that was not a whole – look, Larry was my friend for over 35 years. And he fell through the – disappeared through the cracks of history. People know vaguely who he was, but he's not a cardboard figure. He's a figure of flesh and blood, which is what I tried to make out. And his story is fabulous. And he – look, if you look at Jackie and you look at him, they had three things in common, which is why both of them were pioneers. Number one, they'd been to college. Number two, they had played with and against white players. And number three was that the guy was, the number three was they were honorably discharged veterans from World War II. But that's the only similarity. One other thing, though, that people don't know is during that rookie year, they talk to each other almost every night. How are we going to handle this? Are we going to keep our temper? Are we going to do this? And that started a decent friendship. A lot of people think Larry was going to be jealous of all the space that Jackie got. When I asked him about that, Larry said, hey, he was the first. He went through all that crap. But, Jerry, you know as well as I do, nobody said, let's be nice to the next colored guy.
That's exactly right. Jerry Eisenberg, the book on Larry Doby. Again, Larry Doby in Black and White, the story of a baseball pioneer. You know, 1947, you know, they both, and it's interesting to see that they communicated, but the obstacles were many, not only the color of their skin, but there were so many. But we don't, myself included, when you really go inside the numbers, Larry Doby put up some prodigious numbers. And it was interesting because the team executives, you had Branch Rickey with the Dodgers and you had Bill Veeck with Cleveland. Everyone remembers him from the White Sox and all the craziness with the disco night. But talk about the contrast that these guys had, Doby in Cleveland and Robinson in Brooklyn. Let's hear it.
Well, the first chapter of the book is called Brooklyn, Cleveland ain't Brooklyn. Jackie debuted in the absolute perfect town to debut in. And Ricky was quick enough when he got a petition from some very prominent Dodgers, but they didn't want to play with a black guy. He said, I'll trade all of you. And he created a favorable atmosphere in the Dodger locker room. Plus, Jackie moved into Brooklyn with his family. And, you know, they would see him on the streets in the supermarket, whatever. There was a closeness with Brooklyn. That Brooklyn was that kind of place. Now, Larry going to Cleveland, the schools were segregated. The hospitals were segregated. Mm-hmm. The big amusement park out there, he couldn't go to. Not that he would want to, but he could not if he chose to. And it was a whole different thing. his manager really didn't like him. He just, I thought he hated him, except for when I told Larry, I said, maybe we're wrong here. Maybe it was because of the opposition to blacks. Maybe he felt he couldn't control the team, didn't want to play with him. And Larry smiled at me and he said, that's a really good theory, but you're full of crap as usual.
Jerry Eisenberg with us. His new outstanding book about the life and times of Larry Doby, the prodigious slugger. 111 victories for Cleveland, 70th anniversary of that, my Lord. And they did it in a 154-game season. And the Yankees, they got their second World Series over a 6 or 7 year span, but the Yankees had a half-decade, you know, grip around the World Series and the American League in particular. Did Doby, you know, the Yankees were America's team back then, were they not? And they still are in many respects.
They absolutely
Did Doby get a lot of backlash?
They absolutely were, and I'll tell you something. The Indians could have become America's team. When Avon and Effa Manley, who owned the Newark Eagles, the all-black team, 1946 Negro League World Series champions, when Vec went to Mrs. Manley, who was the business manager, and said, I want to buy this contract, and they talked for a little while. Now, it's a little-known fact that Branch Rickey didn't pay one dime for the first four black guys he signed to the black owners at the teams that they played for. Vec was not like that. Vec sat down to talk with her, and he gave her $10,000 for the contract. But then she said, well, you know, if you were white, you'd be giving me $50,000. And he said, maybe you're right, so I'll tell you what. I'll throw in another $5,000 if he makes the first 30 days, which, of course, he did. But the thing was, at the end of that conversation, Monty Irvin, who broke the color line with the Giants, great, great player, both Monty and Larry were good friends of mine. Monty broke the color line with the Giants because the Indians, Effa Manley, said to him, you know, I got another good player. I'll give him to you for $10,000. His name is Monty Irvin. And I'm thinking at that time, if she had sent Monty with Larry, and Larry had got a fair shake, which he didn't get the first year at all, those two guys might have been the new Yankees.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Jerry Eisenberg with us talking about his new book about Larry Doby. I don't know if I have it right in terms of context, but did Doby and Satchel Paige come over from the Negro League in a package deal? And if so, if that's true, which I think it was Doby fortified and buttressed by the fact that he had Satchel?
No. Satchel wasn't there. Satchel came mid-season on the anniversary of Larry's signing, a year after Larry signed. The two of them set a record.
Gotcha.
Satchel was the first black pitcher to appear in a World Series. And Larry, I won a lot of money in bars on this because everybody says, Jackie, who is the black man hit the first World Series home run? Larry Doby won Game 4. And when he came
Jerry,
home,
you struck up an amazing friendship. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, that happened by... that was serendipity, a fortuitous accident. I was a columnist at the Ledger. Larry moved into Montclair, New Jersey from Patterson. He had trouble buying a home in Patterson, restrictions. And I'd see him at the ballpark, but the Indians were not that good. And if I was in Yankee Stadium, chances were I was up there to see the Yankees. So it was, hello, Larry, hello, Jerry, and that was it. Then in 1970s, my doorbell rang. There was a typical New Jersey blizzard going on outside. I said, who the hell comes out in this? I opened the door, and he's standing there, and it's snowing. And he says to me, I said, what are you doing here? He said, what do you drink? I said, Larry, you're talking to me. If it's wet, I drink. It doesn't make any difference. And he said to me, okay, I'll be back. I said, I'll be back at 7 o'clock with a bottle. That was it. I said, what the hell? Why does he want to speak to me? Well, I was his hometown columnist in the off-season and never thought about that. He comes in, he sits at the kitchen table. And that was 7 o'clock on his butt. We don't get up from that table till 10 a.m. and the sun is in the sky. and I have measurably assisted and mortally wounded that bottle of scotch. In that period, he told me things about him I never knew, and most people never knew, the things that he endured. And that struck up a solid friendship, and it lasted for about 35 years. And it was a labor of love to write the book. One, because of what I felt about him, and I knew his family very well also. And the second part was Monty Irvin was on the same par with me in friendship. And one day I saw Monty on the street. He said to me, "Are you going to finish that Dobie book or not?" I hadn't even started it. And I said, "Well, Monty, I'll do the book. If you say so, I'll do the book. But don't ask me for next Thursday. I got a dentist appointment." So it took me almost 2 years later, the book comes out. And the book comes out, and it was a tribute. Well, the dedication of the book is to Larry Doby Sr. and his family, and to the millions of black baseball players who were born too soon to have the opportunity to be his teammates.
Jerry Eisenberg, congratulations, buddy. This is so good. You are excellent. You really are. You make me laugh, but you know, it's a very poignant story, and I'm so glad you took the time. I've seen you at derbies. You've covered probably 50 some of my derbies. Yeah, we go back boxing, 1960 Olympics, the year I was born, so I didn't see you there.
I did more alley fights than anybody. He was my closest friend for a long time. Larry was my good friend. Monty, I loved very much. Yeah. They both played for the Newark Eagles black team in the Negro National League. They were such genuine people. And there was a guy, two writers, I won't identify the winner, but they made his life miserable. Jackie got into the Hall of Fame the first year he was eligible. Larry didn't get in until he was 78 years old, and that was the Veterans Committee. And the thing about that was...
ridiculous, yep. Yep. Yeah,
well, I used to write a column every year, "Why isn't he in? Why isn't he in?" Larry finally said, "Stop it, you're embarrassing yourself, you'll embarrass me." I said, "I'll do one more." And I went to the nastiest thing I could write. I said, "No wonder he's not in. You're on the Veterans Committee, and half of you guys didn't even want him to play baseball in the first place." And what happened was,
wow.
I got a letter back. I'll have to use the word, "Dear asshole." It said, "Monty Irvin, Yogi Berra, and I have been trying to get him in this hall for years. Get off your fat ass and get me the votes we need. Signed, Ted Williams."
Oh, my God. That is unbelievable.
Well, Ted did it.
Jerry, I love you, man. You are the I'm so happy you wrote this book. And I will say this: I'm out of time, but I just want to salute you and the late great Jerry Green from the Detroit News.
Oh yeah,
you guys, more Super Bowls you could shake a stick at. You're the best, Jerry. God love you. God bless, and hopefully we'll cross paths soon. Thank you so much for writing this book. Tremendous job out of you, Jerry. Thank you.
My pleasure. A labor of love, and thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. The classy and peerless Jerry Eisenberg. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come back. What we're screaming and screaming about in the world of sports here on Sports Overnight in America. We're coming right back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick
free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All right, talking the world of sports, Celtics and Pacers Tuesday night. That'll be on ESPN2. That'll be 8 Eastern. Tonight we got Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever, Connecticut Sun at Gainbridge out in Indianapolis. Keep an eye on that. And then we got hockey. We got puck tonight, Game 7. Doesn't get any better than that. Game 7, Vancouver, Edmonton, Western Conference semifinals. So we look forward to that. Jerry Eisenberg, outstanding. That podcast, pure gold. Pure gold. Love that guy. Every major boxing match going back to the Olympics in 60, he's been there. I remember the Hagler Hearn stuff. His writing on those were just epic. Newark Star Ledger. I think he said 15 books. Wow. It's a lot of work, but really, really a decent guy and funny. And I knew he was gonna swear a couple times. I just knew it. The one Eisenberg story I'll tell you, and it's true, every time you'd see him out in Vegas at a fight, or you'd see him at a Super Bowl, or you'd see him at a big event, and he, he got a media badge, and you'd sit there, and you'd say, hey, there's Jerry Eisenberg. You talk to him. He'd look at your badge. He'd say your name. He would mention your affiliation, and then he'd say, never mind me. Tell me about your job. Tell me about who you are. And I always, it wasn't a put on or a come on. He wasn't manipulative. It was just, he was genuinely, I think, born to be what he is, a tremendous writer, because he had a level of curiosity. He loved knowledge. He loved to know things. And he was a walking, and to this day is a walking encyclopedia. He really and truly is. I mean, if I ever had a boxing question, he'd be the first guy I'd email. Wouldn't even hesitate. Would not even hesitate. Anything, derby, big, you know, Super Bowl moments, Jerry Eisenberg. And he and Jerry Green, Detroit News, were two of the best. And we lost Jerry in the last year or two. Jerry Green. All right. A lot of Jerrys. Great job out of the whole crew today. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. We're back at it tomorrow. We'll be rolling into the NBA Eastern Conference Finals Game 1, Celtics and Pacers. Enjoy the night. Jeff and Jen, Sports Byline. In the overnight here, Sports Overnight America. Adios.